No, seriously, adverse weather will be occurring in the northern plains for a big part of the next 5 to 6 days, but we are watching next week for a possible change. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Not much, if any, precipitation of much consequence will occur across the region over these next several days. We do have a warming trend that will take place, and we'll see the temperatures rise well above average, but a cool front is expected to push through the region for a brief period of time Saturday going into Sunday that will reverse the warm-up, and we'll see a bit of a cool-down taking place. A few spits and spats of moisture will be possible across parts of the region, but no well-organized precipitation event is anticipated. A reinforcing shot of cool air then comes along as we get into next week, and we'll see a little more precipitation possibly. We expect a little bit of light snowfall to begin to evolve on Tuesday. This is because of a deepening low-pressure center that will be possible in Colorado that promises to move to the northeast as we go into mid to late week next week. Now, there is support for this event to develop aggressively and become the next larger storm system to threaten our region. But because it is a full week away, we need to be extra cautious about it. But if you're looking for the next round of meaningful snow and rain, it is scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday of next week, a full week from now. And we'll keep an eye on that storm system. There's still a lot of potential for change, but we are noting the fact that the eastern half of the U.S. is going to be quite warm leading up to that period of time, and there's going to be some colder air funneling into the western North America. This will likely set the stage for a more aggressive storm system to evolve, possibly, and may also help to open up the Gulf of Mexico as a moisture source to help enhance the rainfall and snowfall potential. But again, we'll wait for a few days before we get any more specific about this event. There is plenty of time for change. Our temperatures are expected to turn warmer the next couple of afternoons. We'll look for temperatures to rise from today's teens and 20s up into the 20s and 30s. The warmest afternoons are promising to be on Saturday and Sunday, with Sunday's afternoon temperatures running mostly in the 30s, and it wouldn't surprise me to see a few temperatures up around 40 degrees. With the approach of another frontal system coming into the region Sunday, Monday afternoon and Tuesday will be a bit cooler once again, with afternoon readings slipping back through the 20s, maybe even back to the upper teens for parts of the region by Tuesday afternoon. Nighttime lows will recover nicely over the next few days. We'll still have a little bit of a cool morning tomorrow with single digits and teens likely, but as we get to the latter part of the weekend, those lows are going to be in the teens and 20s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.